Okay, we are continuing. Baruch Hashem, Chelek Dalid, Perek Vav, and we are up to Ois Zion. So that will be on page Perek Vav, Ois Zion is on page Reish Chav Zion. Reish Chav Zion. So, 2 weeks ago we talked about the Inyan of Tzitzis. We talked about Nagelvasser, and then we talked about Tzitzis on its own. And the Ramchal is going to tell us first. He told us first about Tzitzis. Tzitzis is that a person's begadim should have inyani kedusha to them. He said it's also a simen that a person is an evet Hashem, and that reminds him that his job in this world is to be a evet of Hashem in completing and perfecting the world that the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to do it. So the Ramchal is explaining the mitzvah of tzitzis on its own, and then he says that it's how he's going to explain how it fits into the union of tefillah, which is what we're referring to. So in Isaiah, before he gets to the punchline here about how these fit into tefillah, he now starts talking about tefillin. So in Isaiah, he's going to talk about tefillin. Ach inyan ha-tefillin hu yoyser galdol min ha-tzitzis harbe. So he says the inyan of tefillin is even greater than the inyan of tzitzis. Tefillin, as we know, is a greater kedusha than tzitzis. Ma'ala makaydish, you put on the talis first, then you put on the tefillin. A talis could, if not for the fact that a talis shel mitzvah is meyuchad for tefillah, but tzitzis on their own have no kedusha to them. They're a mitzvah, you go into the bathroom with them. Tefillin, you can't. Tefillin has more kedusha to it. So the inyan of tefillin is even greater than tzitzis. He says, yoyser galdol min ha-tzitzis harbe. Very interesting lashon. Vahu, and he explains, what's the inyan of tefillin? Ki nosan ha-bayri yisborach li-Yisrael, Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, sheyu mamshichim aleihem hemshech mamish mikdushas yisborach. Klal Yisrael has the ability to be mamshich, to make an extension, to extend to themselves. Hemshech mamish. It's not like an analogy, it's a real hemshech of kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yis'atshubay. And when you're mamshich that kedusha, they are crowned with it. Klal Yisrael is crowned with the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that tefillin are taka called pe'er. They're called the pe'er of a person. They're called the crown of a person. In fact,
Hashem wears tefillin, but not a talis.
We don't see. I don't think it says he wears a talis.
It doesn't say.
It says it's active over there. It says by the Yugimel Midas. Right, it says he was the Sa'atif, Keshliach Tzibur. He wanted to teach Moshe Rabbeinu how to do it. But on a constant, I don't know if you find constantly, we say tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. I hear. So the Torah says, Taka, that the Rosh used to actually put on his tefillin before he made the bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sivara, because that's the Pe'er. That's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch also. Tefillin is the pe'er of a person. So the tefillin bring the kedusha to the person, which crown the person. Ba'oifen shekol b'chinaseyam ha'nafshiyas v'agufiyos yechzu tachas haragodol hazeh. So what happens? That everything that a person does, whether it's his nafshiyas, whether it's ruchnias things, whether it's gufanias, whether it's physical things, are going to be under this argodol, that he is being mamshich on himself. So his whole being, it's not just his neshama that's connected. He's totally, his entire body is crowned with this kedusha that he's being mamshich. V'yisuknu by tikkun gadol. And by doing that, the entire body, nefesh and guf, through this hashpa ruchanis that it has, through the tefillin, has an unbelievable tikkun gadol to it. Person is misukan. You know what they say? They say that, someone once asked, someone asked somebody that, why do you know all these details and the tefillin has to be mamash square and it has to have the hair sticking out, everything has to be so perfect, and what's the difference if it's a little off? So the mashal that they gave in those days was, if you have a transistor radio, if one little thing is off, it's not going to get the signal. Now we'll say Wi-Fi, and we'll say, you send an email, and if it's a dot off, goes into oblivion, right? If you have a gzum, what's the big deal? What's one digit? What's one little dot? So, as you say, what's one little thing? Lamaisa, you could say, what's one little thing? But if it's not going to pick up the signal, it's just not going to work, right? So, but the mashal is very matim to what the Ramchal is saying, because that's really what the tefillin are. They are a transistor radio picking up, they're being mamshech the kedusha on the person. And he's going to say it in a moment. That's why you need all these halachas uprataseyim and all the details for it to work. You want to know why? Akasha. That's the way it has. That's how it works. But you'll say, what's the big deal? The big deal is the difference between getting the shefa and not getting the shefa. Chazal say it's talking about on the tefillin shebereish. That everyone will see Shem Hashem Nikro Alecha. So Ramchal is saying Shem Hashem here means the Ashbah of the Shem Hashem, meaning the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is going on to the person, enveloping the person. There's a Tikkun Gadol. If a person does things correctly, that's what the tefillin does. V'ro kal ha'mi'aretz. People can actually see Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecha. That's they're seeing it. It's not a mashal. You could see the Kedusha. So that is what happens when a person wears tefillin. V'tala inyan zeh b'mitzvah zu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this inyan, meaning this hashpah of Kedusha, is dependent on the mitzvah of tefillin. It could have been a different mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell us to do something else, and that's how the Kedusha will come down. He decided for this Kedusha, this is the mitzvah, b'chol hilchaisel pratisel. If you follow all the halachas and all the details, then it'll work. Like we just said, if you don't do it correctly, it's not going to happen. Now he continues and he says, "Va'amnam shnei evarim rashiim nimsabadam." When we talk about the shefa of kedusha that a person has when he wears tefillin, we know there are two main evarim that are found in a person. Uvahem haneshama misgaberes tigberes gadol. Now, even though the neshama is obviously in the entire person, but there are two evarim, says the Ramchal, that the neshama has its strength there. Meaning, that's where the neshama, so to speak, has the greatest shlita. What is that? V'heim ha-moyach v'ha-leiv. It's the brain, and it's the heart. And he explains here, we really say that the neshama is in the moyach, it's in the brain. In fact, in the tefillah that some people say before they put on their tefillin, it says Haneshama Shebemoichi. Right? It says that when I'm going to put on my tefillin Shebemoichi, it will be Mekadesh the Neshama Shebemoichi, the Neshama that's in my brain. So the Neshama, really, that's where it's housed, is in the brain. However, its effect goes all the way ad Halev. The Lev is where a person's Ritzainas are, a person's desires are. Right, v'yadata hayoyim, that's in the head, yediyah. V'ashevaysa el levavecha, your heart, that's where things happen. That's where things happen, that's where your desires happen. That's where your body decides if it's going to do something or not going to do something, is dependent on what your heart wants. So there's two evarim here. There's the mayach and the lay, there's the brain and there's the heart. Now, Reb Chaim Friedlander points out something very interesting. And he says that l'chayra, what happens, as we're saying, is that the neshama is in your brain. And your brain, it's intellect and everything that's going on there, and it's mispashet then, and it travels to your heart and gets your heart to do different things. So l'chayra, if that's true, so the tefillin shel ra'ish should really be put on before the tefillin shel yad. Because the tefillin shel ra'ish is the seichel, that's where the neshama is. So memela, the shefa of kedusha, is going to come onto the neshama. Let's read another line before I go weiter. Read another line in the Ramchal. V'tziva ha'boiri yisparach shi'imoshech har hazeh la'moyach t'chila, ayidei tefillin shel ra'ish, it's really based on this line, I jumped ahead of myself for a second. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that this shef of Kedusha, should first go on the brain, al ha-moyach t'chila, ayidei tefillin shel ra'ish, v'yisukan bo ha-moyach la-neshama shebo'i. So now you're mekadesh your neshama, you charge up your neshama with Kedusha. Then once it's charged up, v'yispashet achar kach al ha-leiv, ayidei tefillin shel yad shekenegdoi. Then from the brain it goes to the heart, through the tefillin shel yad, V'yisukin gam hubay. And therefore the lev, where your ratzin is, your desires, your will, everything, your taifas, everything is in the lev, also have a takana. So if a person wearing a tefillin shel reish brings that kedusha to his brain, and then it travels through the tefillin shel yad to get to his heart, so a person, his entire being, is all under this kedusha, all under this hemshech hakedusha umisaterba. And then when a person has this kedusha and comes to a perfection, is misaterba, he has this crown. The crown is the inyan, itor is the inyan of shleimus, of perfection, of being complete. Umiskadish kedusha rabba, and a person is then consecrated and he has an unbelievable kedusha. So now back to my original question. So it's Frecht Reb Chaim Friedlander. So l'chaira, according to the Reb Chal, is saying it first comes to the brain, then it goes to the hand. So l'chaira, we should first put on the tefillin shel reish, and then we should put on the tefillin shel yad. That's what he asks. So he says like this. He says that be'emes, there's such a mahalach of maisa before understanding. Almost like nasa v'nishma. In other words, the brain is where you understand things. So we're saying the kedusha comes to the brain. Now you have everything set up in your brain. It'll go now to your heart. And your heart is the place where things happen and things in, that controls your actions. And mamela, then everything is mesukim. That's really wonderful. However, there's the other way as well. Meaning, a lot of times if a person's actions aren't correct, his brain can't even come to understand what's going on. So on one hand, if things go in the right order, it should go your brain, should understand everything, and mamela, your whole body's going to follow. But who has a whole lifetime for that to happen? It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes a person has to go the other way around and has to do actions, maisim toivim. And those maisim toivim are mechazik in him through their actions. Yes, this is the right thing to do. And slowly but surely it becomes a part of the person, even their brain, in their brain. It's a kayach of nasa v'nishma. So therefore, the way avada, the way things should happen is neshama to the guf. However, in action, it goes the other way around. You start off with the action, with the heart, with the yad, and then you go to, and then it goes eventually to the tefillin shel b'reish.
So it really works out good. We put on the yad, then the reish, and then we finish complete putting it on around our finger. Afterwards,
so we do both, right? Very good. We do both, right? In other words, the way it's brought down in Shabbarut to do is you don't put down the holy, right? The second half of the yad you put on after the head, which is a geshmak remez. You're right. In other words, we started off with the yad because that's what you got to do, and the yad is the symbol of action, right? That's why it's interesting why the tefillin, the lave, is on the yad. You don't put your tefillin on your heart. The mayach, the neshama shebe mayach, you put on the head, right? But he's saying, but the lev, you don't put it on your heart. You put it on your hand. Because your hand is what makes your heart. That's all the actions. The actions is the heart affects the hand, and the hand affects the heart. They go hand in hand, hand in hand with each other. Right? No pun intended. All puns intended. They go hand in hand with each other. That's why the one you put on your heart is in your hand, because the way your heart works is through the hand, and the way you affect your heart is through your hand. It goes by, right? It's a chitzonius ma'aris apnimius. Chitzonius ma'aris apnimius. So you can get it going. But to show that the way it's supposed to happen is that once my heart affects my brain should go back and affect my heart and my hand, is then, like you're saying, you finish it off with the actual hand itself. It's very geshmak, because there's the arm and the hand. You mamash finish it off, and that shows this idea. But it's all part of, I don't know if I'll speak about it this week or not, but it's a part of, you find this idea of, you know, comes Pesach time, and read Parshas Parah this week. So really, so the Mefarshim say that, really, the Levush asked the question, that L'chaira, the Paraduma was burnt on Beis Nisan. Aleph Nisan was Hakamas HaMishkan, and Beis Nisan was the Paraduma. So L'chaira, Parshas HaChaydash should be first, and then Parshas Parah. And we lay in Parshas Parah before Parshas HaChaydash. If it's in chronological order, it should have been the other way. So the Levush says, could be in chronologically, it's true. However, we need to be metaher ourselves before we could come to HaChaydash, to the new month of Nisan. So Chazal flipped it. that the Taharish happened before. Because really the first thing you have to do is if you want to be Mekadosh yourself, first you have to be Metahar yourself, and then you can be Mekadosh. Tahareinu Mekadoshenu Bekadosh Al Yayna. You always say in all these types of tefillas. First you're Metahar, Metahar, now you can be Mekadosh yourself. Mashen Kein, they all ask, L'chayra, what happens? It comes to the Seder, and it's Kadosh Orchatz. L'chayra, it should be Orchatz Kadosh. First you're washed, and then you should be Mekadosh yourself. Right? So why is it Kadosh Orchatz? So that the Svarim say, that there's certain times that you just, it's not, the mashal they give is as follows. The mashal they give is, that let's say you have a person who's mamish in tattered begadim, tattered clothing, full of mud, and things like that. And he wants to go into the king. He wants to go into the king. If he goes into the king like that, Kein love el amelech b'vush suck, right? What's going to happen? So first you clean yourself up, that's tareinu. Then you go into the game, and then you come to the kedusha. But what happens if the guy's being chased by terrorists, right? And he's in his dirty clothes and things like that. So what does he do? He runs into the king and he says, they're trying to kill you, they're trying to kill me. Is he going to get punished for coming in with his dirty clothes? No, adarabba. The king's going to thank him. And what's he going to do then? He's going to say, take off your dirty clothes, and now here's just some clean clothes. So when certain times, it's you don't have the time for getting rid of all the dirtiness. Sometimes you just got to jump into the Kedusha. You jump in. After you jump into the Kedusha, then you could do Orchatz. So there's Kaddish, and then there's Orchatz. When things are Ketikunam, you're right, you could do first Parshas Parah, then Parshas Achaydish. But when it comes to the Leil HaSeder, there's no time anymore. This is it. You're by the Melech. So now you run in, you say, I'm here. Amir Kadosh Orchatz, there's this aspect of that you could do things backward. And you find that a lot of times. Sor Meira, Asay Toiv. So you have the concept of Sor Meira, then you come to Asay Toiv. And then you have another concept. Sometimes you can't wait around for all the Sor Meira. When you jump into the Asay Toiv, you'll get back to the, it'll help you get back to the Sor Meira. So that's mamish what's going on over here as well. If things are Ketikunam, it should go, start off with your Seichel, and then you get to the Yad. But that's not how things are. You don't have all the world time in the world to do Orchatz Kaddish. Sometimes we do Kaddish Orchatz. So we start with the arm, we'll end up back by the head, and then things will go back that we'll be able to do, we'll be able to get back to the hand. Okay.
You could say it's not a question, because if I have to interact with Kedusha, I have to retire myself. I have no business going into Kedusha without. But by the side there, I'm not being with Kaddish me.
I mean, I have to be here.
I'm being Kaddish. The day has to be my Kaddish.
Right. Hey, very good. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So that's the concept over here of this Nasev and Ishma, and then the other way around. Okay. Right. Okay, so let's continue. V'amnam, he continues, Protein yonim shaynim nimtsoim mitznaya mitzvah b'chol chalkeyam kulam. He says, but don't forget, there's a lot of details here in this mitzvah, and all the different chalakim. In yonim mitztarchim la'shlamush hatikun anirtza b'chol chalakam. Again, we don't know how this works, but all the different details of the mitzvah are necessary for this really to work. Kifi machlokos b'chinois of shel adam, depending on the person, depending on who he is, depending on everything that's going on, there's so many pratim when it comes to tefillin. You have the ritzuas have to be black, the parshias have to be written kesidrum, and it has to be square. And then there's so many different parts of it. There's the parshias, the batim, the ritzuas, the mavarta. There's the titura. There's so many. The tefillin are so complex. But for this to work properly, again, like we said before, you need, this is the way the Rabbeinu Hashem set it up. And you say, all right, so what's the big deal? So what if my corner's not square? It's a little rounded off. What if my ritzuas are not black? They are white, or they rub out. So what's the big deal? It is a big deal. If you want things to work properly, you have a gigantic machine, and it's producing, and it's doing unbelievable things. And one little thing is not working. It's just not going to, you know, and I will say, one line of code is not correct in a gigantic computer program, the whole thing is going to plot. It's just not going to work. And that's, you know, a mushel for all of these things. Why do we need so many details when it comes to the tefillin? So many halachas, dikduke halachas. The answer is, for it to work, you know, is as the Chafetz Chaim said, that all of technology was here to teach us all different things in Emunah. You know, when in the olden days, when you had a machine was made of a crank and, you know, and some gears and things like that. So he didn't really shtelitzu to your tefillin so much. You know what I mean? They just have to say, if one screw is missing, the whole machine doesn't work. One screw is missing, it's not a... Machines usually do work. If it's a main screw somewhere, right, it might be small, but it might be the linchpin of everything, it'll fall apart. But nowadays we see mamish small little tiny details. That's what we see from computers and technology and all these things. What are tiny little things in the middle of nowhere... The whole thing could fall apart. The whole thing could fall apart. Just doesn't work. Okay, let's continue. Vine nitztavinu lis'atir bi'itir zeh kalayomim. So we have to be crowned with this shleimus. When we wear the tefillin, we're being mamshech kedusha on ourselves. And this is why there's a mitzvah chayav adol lamashish with tefillah b'chol shah v'shah. You have to concentrate on your tefillin. Can't be meseich to ask from your tefillin. Because your tefillin, you're bringing kedusha onto yourself. The kedusha with Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. So you have to be in the proper, realize what's going on. If you want the kedusha to take effect on you, you have to realize what's going on. You have to make sure you realize you have your tefillin on. So we were commanded to wear this all the days, every day. Chutz mi mei hakodesh, except for holy days. Sheheim atzmam ois li Yisrael. They themselves are an ois. So what's this ois? This ois is this crown, this eater we're talking about. This kedusha that you get when you wear your tefillin. The days that are kodesh themselves, that in itself gives the crown to Klal Yisrael. Umitzida misachin Yisrael biturem b'lishtadlus acher. What you get on a yontif or on a Shabbos, you're being crowned with kedusha that you don't need the tefillin. You don't need your tefillin for it. You're just the day itself gives you that crown. Holy days give you though that crown. On a regular weekday, you have to do something. You got to put on your tefillin, put it on properly, then you'll get the crown. But then he says unbelievable thing. V'gam achar ishtadlus atzmoy. Even after the shtadlus of putting on your tefillin on a regular day, ein milo so itra musig boy kemala se itra nimshach meilo v'me'akodesh. Elapachas mimenu harbe. It's not equal. The days we don't wear tefillin, we have a greater kedusha and crown than the days that we wear tefillin. When we put on the tefillin, we have to do it ourselves, we get that crown, but it's on a lesser madrega. And that could be the pshat, why on the days of Yom Tif, it's not just you don't have to wear your tefillin, you're not allowed to wear your tefillin. Shabbos and Yom Tif, you're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to wear the tefillin? Teretz says, the tefillin, so why don't we wear it? Before we get to the Ramchal, take it one step at a time. Tefillin is an ois, whatever an ois means, a sign. Here he says it's a crown, it's Kedusha, but let's just take it very simple. It's a sign that we're Avdei Hashem. So Chazal tells us on Shabbos, Ki Shabbos is ois, Benyu Benechem. And Yom Tov is also called an ice. So you don't need the ice. You don't need the ice. Okay, so I don't need the ice. So what if I put on the ice? Well, why is there a problem putting it on? So I don't need it today. In other words, on a regular day, I got to remind myself I'm connected to Hashem. Shabbos connects me to Hashem. Okay, and if I put another reminder on, what's the iser? Okay. So it's not the biggest kasha in the world, because that's the way things work in Yiddishkeit. If you're only supposed to have two ices, the bris and tefillin, and you have Shabbos, you don't have tefillin. But it's more than that. According to the way the Ramchal is telling us, the pshat is the tefillin is a connector to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But compared to Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's less of a connection. So what are you putting on something that's a lesser connection? On a weekday, you got to put on whatever you can get. You put on the tefillin, you make the connection. Shabbos has a greater connection. No, I'm going to put on tefillin, and I'm going to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Would you want a weaker connection? Anybody ever try to get, you know, you always try to get a better signal. Whoever tried to get a shvacher signal. And Adrab, it's a bizoyan. I don't want it to be such a clear signal. You know, you're on the phone to somebody, and it's very clear. It says, Let me move to the place where it's not so good. What are you doing that for? Adrab, you're in the best place. It's the clearest. Well, if you have no brera, so you get choppy phone calls. But if you're in a clear place, say, let me move to the basement. It should be a little choppy. That's a bizayin. So therefore, he's saying a big chiddush. Tefillin, as great as they are, and the greatest kedusha, they don't measure up to what we are on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, it's a bizayin. You want to put in tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? You want a shvacher connection? Amnam, he says, Advaram kulam b'chol gvuleh, mishorim, nachok, mayayna, kafim, mashu, ayayis, or nois. Again, he's saying, like everything else he talks about in the Sefer, everything has a gvul, everything has a boundary, everything has an amount, exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from his Chachma al-Yayna that should be perfect for what needs to happen. So for whatever reason, on Shabbos, the connection has to be greater. During the weekday, we make the connection through our tefillin, even though it's not such a strong connection. And let's just do the next ice, one small more ice. So now that we explained what tzitzis is a sign that you're an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a reminder that you're in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing his job of being mesak in this world. And now we are mu'utar b'tzvilin. We also have this crown that we said gives us a shleimus, gives us a kedusha. The crown is the symbol of perfection, of shleimus, of completion. So now that we have both of these things on, niskenu lo sidrei atfila l'saken kafi hamitzvah. Now we're able to approach davening. Again, this whole parak is about davening. The Ramchal said, I'm going to show you what tzitzis and tefillin are all about and how they fit into the world of tefillah. So now that we have all of this, now we could approach tefillah. Because he's saying like this, V'achavona b'chlal l'hamid abriya kula kol ha'ilamis b'matzav haroi l'shiyushba b'mashefa al-yayin. As we're going to learn about in tefillah, tefillah is here to put the world in the right place that it should be ready to accept and receive the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'hamshich HaShefa Mufonav Yisparach Aleim Kefi HaMitzdorech. Tefillah is going to do a bunch of things. We're going to have to talk about this in the next year. Tefillah is going to be first to set the world in the proper place. Tikunai L'hamir Abriya Kula. Put it, correct it, and put it in the correct place. It's going to be interconnected, all the worlds. Once we have it all set up, then we can activate the Shefa, and the Shefa will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First you got to get everybody ready, and then you can turn things on. But it only starts. It only starts if you're wearing your tzitzis and your tefillin. If you're wearing your tzitzis and your tefillin now, and you have all those things, I am a siman that I'm an eved of Hashem, I'm reminded that I'm an eved of Hashem, I have the crown and the kedusha of tefillin, now we could start davening. We have a job to do when we daven. Got to be the right person to be able to daven properly. Tzitzis and tefillin change us. It changes the person and makes us roy to be able to daven. So therefore, even though there was a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day, as we're going to see, however, there's a special mitzvah to wear during davening, which is why we, who don't wear tefillin all day, but during tefillah, we wear tefillin. Because we say, wait, tefillin's a mitzvah all day, what's to do with it? You're right, it is a mitzvah all day. But it also is connected very, very directly to a person's job during davening. And that's going to have to be, Bez Hashem, the next time that we're going to learn, which Bez Hashem, to me, seems to be going to be after Pesach. We're going to be out of town next week. We're just coming back, maybe, Bez Hashem. And then the next week's ready, Shabbos HaGadol. So we're going to, I think, take a break now till after Pesach, Bez Hashem. And we will continue where we left off after Tefillin. And we'll start learning about what davening is and how it works in our lives.
But according to this,